In a very unprecedented move, if you missed it, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked Texas from enforcing a law that granted local police the authority to arrest and deport migrants. So this overturns a prior decision made by the U.S. Supreme Court. Told you, a pretty unprecedented move. Nicole McCaw, producer and host of the Border Wars series, is actually joining us right now to discuss these latest developments. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Kayla. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty important topic of conversation. So despite the U.S. Supreme Court's decision allowing Texas to proceed with arrests and deportations, the appellate court's ruling essentially puts that law on hold, signaling all kinds of legal battles. And now, obviously, this fight over state versus federal powers when it comes to immigration policy. And Nicole, that's actually where I want to start this morning. How does this appellate court's decision impact the enforcement of immigration laws by states?
You know, I sometimes feel like when it comes to the courts, it's a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
So I went and looked up the history on how many times we have seen the state Supreme Court and the federal Supreme Court go back and forth for the jurisdiction of power. And there's only been a handful of times in history where we've seen it. And one of the times was with James Madison when he wanted to create the second bank because the United States wanted to create their own American buck, is what they were calling it at the time. And when they went back and forth, they went back and forth four different times in court until the Supreme Court back came and said on the federal level, we have the last and final say. And what I find interesting the most is Governor Abbott has had many opportunities, especially during COVID, to say, state of emergency, mm-hmm. we need to close this, you know? So is this a dog and pony show? Is he just trying to further his career advancement? Is he a rhino, or does he really care about our country and what's really happening?
Yeah, when it comes to this legal back and forth for federal versus state, particularly when it comes to immigration policy, I mean, what kind of broader implications might we see with this? What kind of signal are we sending?
I agree. I think it sends a mixed confused signal to those outside of the world who are not within the United States, and here's why. Because when we went down to the border, we saw Border Patrol fighting with the National Guard when they came in to help. They were going back and forth. And then they were there also with the local military. Then you had the actual militia of the state of Texas. They started to migrate down to the border. And this was, I was at CPAC. And this was, I think, 7 months ago, 8 months ago in Orlando. And I had met a team that just came from the border where they went on a mission trip to give water and food and things like that to help out with FEMA. And they were telling me how they were going back and forth, the local law enforcement, on who could do what and where could go where. So when we went to go conduct some interviews on the side of Mexico, when we went there to say, do you want the border closed? Do you want it open? What does this say? They told us that it's a sign that tells everybody the border is open. Come and make money.
You know, that's an interesting point because for sure, obviously, it sends mixed signals, like you just said, to folks outside of the U.S. that it's, you know, come one, come all, the border is wide open. But at the flip side, you're right. I never thought about, you know, Border Patrol, the National Guard, and how confusing it must be for them of what essentially rules and what laws to follow, to not follow this week or next week. So with that being said, do you think we can expect further legal challenges in terms of how this might all play out, perhaps maybe even reaching the Supreme Court again?
I do think the Supreme Court's going to have to come back because the Constitution gives the federal jurisdiction for the framework to support each state. But when we see caravans of 25,000, when we see women and children being raped at the border at 60% to 80%, this is a national security issue. This isn't a problem with, oh, I'm coming for asylum. I'm being persecuted because I practice a meditation and my organs are being harvested. These are two very different key scenarios, and we're World War champions back to back. We have an obligation to protect the world's people in a healthy manner. Right.
Really quick, Nicole, before I let you go, because we've only got like 60 seconds, I want to switch gears just ever so slightly. So far, what has been the audience's reaction to your fairly recently released documentary, Border Wars? I know we had you on when it was released. What's been the reaction to it?
I'm actually very surprised. and shocked and enraged that there are American girls being groomed online
yeah.
and held in basements in Long Island, New Jersey for 3 years to be sold for sex trafficking.
Where can viewers watch it?
BorderWarsDOC.com, BorderWarsDoc.com.
All right, Nicole, as always, love having you on. I'm sure we'll have you back on in the future.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Simply because we know this topic is not going away anytime soon. That is Nicole McCaw, producer and host of the Border Wars series. Well, news time.
Podcasts by Federated Media.